This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butwertz. U.S. aircraft today carried out missions in northern Afghanistan in support of elements of the opposition Northern Alliance. Secretary of State Colin Powell is urging alliance commanders to begin preparations for an assault on Kabul, the Afghan capital. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Secretary Powell says he wants to resolve the Afghan war by winter. That's just a few weeks away. Over the weekend, Powell said that he wants Northern Alliance opposition fighters to attack Taliban forces around the city of Kabul. And he told the Fox News Channel that he expects the rebels will advance on two major cities.
Certainly the Northern Alliance is on the march in the north toward Mazar-e-Sharif, and I think they're gathering their strength to at least invest Kabul or start moving on Kabul more aggressively.
Northern Alliance fighters hold a stretch of land known as the Panjshir Valley. That valley leads directly toward Kabul. Northern Alliance troops man front lines about 25 miles away from the capital. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is promising weapons and other support to the Northern Alliance. Rumsfeld also predicted last week that U.S. airstrikes would begin to focus more intensively on frontline Taliban troops facing the rebels.
They're going to have some help in food, they're going to have some help in ammunition, they're going to have some help in air support and assistance. And one would think that if it's done reasonably well and over a period of time, that they may have more success than they were able to have prior to getting that kind of assistance.
Over the weekend, U.S. warplanes continued to bomb targets around the country. The military says it's using about 100 strike planes and heavy bombers each day. And reports from the region suggest that a few of those planes, although only a few, have now struck frontline Taliban troops. Yet, U.S. officials acknowledge they may still not be ready to see the Taliban government thrown from power. The Northern Alliance is divided, and it faces opposition from Pakistan, a key U.S. ally. Secretary Powell told CNN yesterday that while he would like to see an attack on Kabul, the administration is still discussing whether it would be best for the Northern Alliance to seize it.
They are a minority group, and I think if we want a stable Afghanistan, all parts of Afghan society and the Afghan political spectrum have to be represented, and the Northern Alliance would have to be represented. It would be an important part of that new government, but at about 15% of the population, I don't even think they think that they are in a position at this time to be the dominant figure.
Some of the alliance's biggest problems may lie within the opposition itself. Reports from the ground indicate that local commanders don't necessarily follow orders from a central authority. U.S. officials are reluctant to reveal exactly how they might be aiding the rebels. And last week, Rumsfeld suggested one reason to keep quiet is that some factions might be jealous of the assistance provided to others. Several rebel leaders have told reporters they are not ready for an offensive, and there are few indications that alliance troops are training for one. And the first rebel efforts to move against the enemy have not succeeded yet. 5 days ago, Northern Alliance troops claimed they were several miles from the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Today, they say they're still several miles away after what they describe as heavy fighting. Few, if any, independent observers are on the ground to verify how heavy the fighting may have been. The Pentagon initially said the rebels had made advances, but at times U.S. military officials have sounded more optimistic than the rebels themselves. And despite Secretary of State Powell's hope that the fighting might stop before winter, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is now repeating U.S. warnings not to expect an easy finish. General Richard Myers told ABC the campaign may last until next spring, or summer, or longer. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.